We're talking now with former state senator Bill Ketron. That feels odd to say that.
Yeah, well, believe it or not, I still am, and we'll be through November, November 1st, but I've still got a ways to go. You know, if we win here tonight, Bart, then I've got to plan on. I do have a challenger in the August general election. So this will be step one, and then we'll head through the summer and try to take on my opponent in August if I win here tonight, which the early voting numbers look very, very good. I'm very optimistic about these numbers. And then we'll take office if I win in August, take office September 1.
What motivated you to give up your position as a state senator and move toward the county executive?
Well, as you know, I ran for this a few times back in the 90s when I was on the county commission and was unsuccessful. And that's always eaten in me, you know, what didn't I do or why wasn't I prepared well enough to show the voters of Rutherford County to elect me. But then I got elected, and I think they told me they wanted me to go to, by electing me to the state senate. And for 16 years, they've continued to tell me to be to get educated, and that has prepared me and given me the institutional knowledge now to come back and bring that institutional knowledge back here to lead, soon to be the fourth largest county in the state. You know, we weren't that way back in the 90s, so maybe this is there's a divine power that's taken me in that direction.
Has the new procedure of voting, which we've enjoyed during this past election and this one too, has that been a plus for you, or has it been a challenge?
Well, it's been a challenge because we used to know where every group of people lived. If we were in Leanna or Las Casas or Christiana, Fosterville, you could depend on X number of people who lived in that community. And now, since we've connected it, and I carried this bill 2 years ago and passed it, because the Election Commission asked me to. And so we're the first in the state to try this, and a lot of eyes were looking at this for you could vote wherever you want to, just like early voting. You know, so it's easier, and that's why I brought the bill and how I explained it when I passed it. It's easier for the constituencies, easier for the voter to go just vote anywhere based on what time they have. But it's tougher on the candidate trying to figure out how to, you know, figure out, okay, how do I strategize? You know, so this is a good proving ground for us.
In talking with Alan Farley, it looks as if it has increased the voter turnout.
Well, and that's what other counties were looking at. Davidson County was actually looking at this as well when I passed the bill last year. So I think we'll see more and more counties go to this, to where all the precincts are linked, and you can vote wherever you want to instead of, you know, I used to vote in Kittrell, but I work in Laverne, and by the time I get off and get through the traffic because it's so bad, I can't get back, and the polls are closed. Those are examples we used to hear. So now you can vote in Laverne if you work in Laverne, even though you live in Kittrell.
Very definitely. Bill, we thank you for joining us, and before the evening's out, we hope to talk with the other candidates
Sure.
who are also seeking the county mayor position. We've been talking with Bill Ketron. Bill, thanks again.
Thank you, Bart.
WGNS News here at the Rutherford County Election Commission. Back to you, Brian.